Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
A product of the Whisperforge.
Sound and story brought to life.
You're listening to a parody that is not affiliated with or endorsed by Supergiant Games in any way. We're just big ol' nerds making improv fanfiction. Rogue Runners is rated R for pretty much everything you can find in Greek mythology. Violence, assault, self-harm, offensive language, insensitive humor, and intense themes. We encourage everyone to check out our show notes and transcripts on our website at whisperforge.org. Are you ready to run? Then welcome to Volume 1 in the Blood. Okay, can you tell me your initiatives now?
Rolf is an 8.
16.
Arete is 10. Annie.
Annie rolled a 5.
It is time I cut the agents of Olympus down low.
He is going to withdraw his massive javelin, and in a very swift motion, he's going to use the point of the javelin to trace like a really fast circle on the ground around him. And that circle is going to light up after a moment and then explode. And this whirlwind forms all around him. So everybody needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
All right. Everyone's with me though, right? So add 4.
Yeah.
Yep.
26.
Yes. 24.
Dang.
29 for Marete.
What?
18 for Annie. What the shit?
Wow. Okay. So all of you feel this really powerful whirlwind around you. If you had failed it, things would have gone quite badly for you. But you did it. You all succeeded. So Arete, you completely evade the damage from it. Alexander, you interpose your shield in this kind of like rapidly modulating way to adjust for the whirlwind hitting you in all directions. Annie and Rolf, you only take half of this damage, which I'm rolling right now. So it's 35 bludgeoning damage, halved is 17, minus 3 is 14.
Okay.
Wow.
And Rolf very loudly while staring at Pelop says, Athena, aid me.
He goes, you spineless shills.
As he's disappointed in you for doing that.
Oh no, Dad.
All right, so that concludes his turn. Alexander, you're up.
Great. With a Hermes Poseidon boon, he's going to dash at him. That's a 25.
Okay, he's going to make a strength save because you're using Poseidon. He handily succeeds.
Okay.
So he's not pushed back, but yeah, you get a 25 on the attack roll?
Yes.
That hits?
With the Divine Smite as well. That first hit will do 29 damage. with Ares aiding that as well. The second hit is a 25.
Oh, and you should roll with advantage because are you using Artemis?
Yeah, but he didn't need to, I guess.
Yeah, but you should because you could crit, right?
You were right. That's a natural 20.
Wow.
Beautiful. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So an additional 92.
Wow.
And that should be all the things that I can do.
Oh my gosh.
So you did a fuck ton of damage on him. Does that conclude your turn?
And that's my turn, lady. Oh, no. Aphrodite? Can I use her or no?
You invoke it, and you get the sense that this charm just will not work on him.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, like it won't for the sake of the boss battle?
He is more construct than human.
Uh-huh.
And constructs cannot be charmed.
Mm. All right. That will be it for that turn.
At the end of your turn, Pelops is going to leap up into the air impossibly high. And that's what happens. Arete, it's your turn.
Great. So all the things that I had ready to go, I have to think on the fly really fast. Okay. All right. I'm going to use my bonus action of cunning action to hide. I'm going to hide in the remnants of the Hydra skull.
Nice.
Oh, it's a 15.
Okay.
And then I will use my main action to ready an attack for if Pelops enters my immediate area.
Okay. At that moment, a light radiates in a 50-foot radius underneath all of you. I'm going to say, Arete, you have the remnants of this Hydra skull that you can hold on to, so you can make a dexterity save.
Okay.
Everybody else is not anchored to something, so here's what happens. It's this electrical grid type of light. These like little matrix numbers are like running in these lights in a 50-foot radius underneath all of your feet, and then suddenly all the lights turn on at once, and all of you feel gravity reverse underneath you.
Feather fall.
Well, the thing is, all of you start falling upwards.
Yeah.
Arete, make a dexterity saving throw.
23.
You are fine. You are holding on to the skull. Everybody else, you're floating 100 feet in the air. It's a 100-foot high cylinder.
Anastasia, the fall will kill us.
Yeah. I'm aware. Thank you.
Do I see Pelops now that I'm in the air?
You can try to look for him.
Sure. 7 on perception.
You look up into the blackness of Asphodel and you do not see him. You might see like just like a shining star somewhere above and you know that there are no stars down here.
Rolf is just going to take, his eyes are still bloodshot with the crystals, almost like you see blood like floating around his eyes and he's gonna channel it and you see electricity, red lightning begin to course in between his fingertips into a ball and he is going to ready a witch bolt the next time he sees Pelops within range.
Well, you're about to see Pelops in range because that little shining star you saw up in the distance gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you see, like, in a moment, like, again, at the speed of lightning, you see Pelops crashing down specifically on you, Rolf.
Spineless servant!
And while you are 100 feet in the air, he's going to crash on you and then skewer you all the way down to the ground. So he has advantage on this attack because you're kind of suspended where he wants mm-hmm. you in this reverse gravity field. He gets a 28. Does that hit you?
Iris!
Lower. It is actually higher. That would have been a crit. So it's a 28. Does that still beat your increased AC?
That does hit.
Okay. You feel the javelin go straight into you. It's like a bad falling dream, but in real life, you just see, even through the black visor, you can just sense like hatred coming from his eyes as you just descend straight into the ground. So you first take 30 piercing damage. And then there's the fall of 100 feet, which is...
Oh, God.
Annie!
God damn.
Feather fall. Can I cast it now?
It's a reaction, right?
So here's the thing. It would apply for anybody else falling, but not somebody who is being skewered and pushed into the ground.
Athena!
Yeah, I mean, yes, certainly call on Athena, because you take another 31 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, my God.
Good thing I told you to heal.
So he has driven that javelin into you, and he is holding it down. He's got his foot on your neck just to, like, hold you down. And again, you just feel pure fury radiating from this guy.
So I crash into the ground, 1 hit point left.
Oh, my God.
Wow, so glad.
And you see the red lightning begin to course, and he says, "You cast off the gods and hurt only yourself. I will use their power to make them regret ever coming into existence." And he lets go of the 5th level witch bolt into Pelops with a blood crystal, of course. That is a
29 to hit.
Okay, that certainly hits.
Olympus, aid me in this.
You see this enormous storm of lightning flow straight through the construct that is Pelops. And 67 points of lightning damage flow through Pelops, along with a stack of hangover damage.
You fire this witch bolt. You shoot him up into the air as you're doing this because there's just so much force in it. And as you shout, Olympus, aid me, the blackness of Asphodel above you clears away, and suddenly it is gray skies above you. Gray skies as if you were above ground. And then high, high above in the gray skies, you see an impossibly buff figure with a long, flowing gold beard, holding a lightning bolt in his hand. And as you shoot one bolt to fire Pelops upward, this figure shoots a lightning bolt to pinch him, basically pincer him from above. And he is struck by a second lightning bolt. So tell me how much damage you did again.
67.
You instead do 134
damage. Rolf is like laying on the ground, basically dead, laughing like a madman as the lightning flows from his fingers.
Yeah. You're fucking palpitating here. Like 100%. But you sense that Olympus is also not pleased with this figure.
Yeah.
And once again, the skies darken and you are back in Asphodel, but you have performed something called a God Call, which might be a thing that happens from time to time.
What?
All right, so Pelops already looks really bad. Not really bad. He looks half bad.
Yeah.
Like, that okay. fucked him up. That really fucked him up.
Blood pours out of Rolf's mouth as he smiles and you see red teeth.
Yeah, so you see him, he's just levitating in the air, but he's not doing anything to keep himself in the air, but you just see these jolts of electricity and he's spasming with these like paroxysms of static running through him. And so he's kind of just stuck that way for the moment. Also, when that happens, because he was so struck, he cannot possibly roll a concentration save high enough to maintain that concentration. So everybody's reverse gravity turns off. So everybody drops 100 feet who is in the air.
Feather fall.
So now is a fine time. You use feather fall. Everybody's fine.
Excellent. Thank you. Annie's going to run over to Rolf. I'm like, Rolf, that was really metal, but you got... Buddy, you gotta take better care of yourself. Come on, what was that? And she's gonna cast the level 4 cure wounds on Rolf. 19 plus 8.
Oh, we love to see it.
27. There you go. There you go, buddy. Cough it out.
Excellent work,
get
girl.
The blood. Oh no, you sound like the other one.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Oh, no.
It is Pelops' turn. He is going to finally land back down on the ground. He's going to take his javelin out of Rolf.
As he's already standing.
Yeah. So he takes the javelin out of Rolf, sees that you're still alive, which he is not pleased with. So he is going to leap up into the air again. He's going to pull his javelin behind him. You see like a reticle lock on you in his visor. And he is going to throw the javelin back at you. The javelin is going to split apart into 7 different pieces, which all fire lasers at you. So make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, I rolled a 6 and I'm going to go, Morpheus! Aid me.
Nice. Describe how this happens.
I think as he's taken more damage and he's bleeding and full of holes, the blood crystals coursing through him have become more apparent. Like, you see the veins at the surface of the skin on his face, and he calls upon Morpheus. It's almost like he empowers the crystals already within him, and you see him, even though he doesn't change in size, it almost looks like he's buffed up somehow.
Okay.
And he just takes the blast and stares him down.
So you only take half of this damage. So,
okay.
So it's 34 plus 17, which is 51, but half. So that's 25.
-3.
-3.
Athena!
22.
And that puts him down to 6 hit points, but he takes the blast and just stares at Pelops.
All right, so when you call out for Morpheus to help you, he goes,
"Fucking Morpheus!" "Slaves of Olympus are a cancer that must be burned out!"
And he's in the air?
He's in the air, 15 feet.
Oh.
No, 30 feet, 30 feet.
But how could I reach him?
Javelin.
Yeah. All right, he's going to throw a javelin with advantage since he laid that blow last time.
Yeah, he laid that blow.
26 lands?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's throwing a javelin with Divine Smite and Ares and Dionysus and all the fellers. And he gets 31 damage on the first hit.
Oh, dang, okay.
And yeah, he's just going to throw another one while sprinting with Poseidon and Hermes. And... one javelin soars and misses completely.
Okay. After this, he is going to crash land on Arete, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, he saw me in my hiding spot. Oof. An 11 for my dexterity saving throw.
All right. I mean, you're probably going to like this, but Pelops crashes right on top of you. You take 30 piercing damage as he crashes down on top of you.
As he crashes down on him, Arete accidentally calls out the wrong name and says, "Athena!" You see Arete, like, he starts to shimmer for a moment, and then there's a slight popping noise as he disappears from view. So that way he can then perform a grave marker maneuver, and he will attempt mark for death. So please roll a constitution saving throw.
He is good at this, but let's see.
I figure he would be, but you know.
Well, he only got a 13, all told.
We love it, because the DC was a 15. So upon the failure, it is treated as vulnerable against the next individual instance of damage it takes before the start of my next turn.
Nice.
What you see is Arete had been invisible, and then all of a sudden you see him become visible, and he has something in his hand, and he kind of slaps Pelop on the back, and you see like a skull and crossbones sticker on his back.
Okay. Cute. All right, so after this, he is furious that he could not burn you out, Alexander. You can make an opportunity attack, Arete. He is going to leap over to Rolf and try to just stab down at him with the javelin.
As he leaps, Arete draws the Lavois for an opportunity attack.
Yeah, 23 hits.
As he stabs Pelops with Lavois, he'll say, "Ares, Dionysus, Artemis, Aphrodite, aid me in this cause." That would then be 27.
All right, so you caught him on that opportunity attack. He moves to stab at Rolf. He gets a 19. Does that hit?
Iris!
All right, disadvantage. That was even better, so it's still a 19.
Okay, he takes the hit.
Damn.
As he sees Pelops lunging at him, he assumes that he is about to die, and he smiles and points at the auto-injector.
He deals 21 piercing damage at you, Rolf.
Rolf begins to die as the auto-injector breaks the vial and injects the fluid, and he comes back with 40 hit points and completely invisible.
Nice.
You are playthings of Hephaestus. I am his champion.
If you're his champion, then why are you about to die?
You see the reticle on his visor lock straight on you as if he can see through invisibility very simply.
That is fine, because he sees me casting Witchbolt right back at him.
All right, you already have Witchbolt on him, don't you?
I was going to say, does dying break my concentration?
Oh, yeah, it super does.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I would assume I'm a little distracted by death, but I'm going to charge up Witchbolt as he locks onto my invisibility thing. I get +3 because I assume he has my blood crystal lodged in him.
Yeah.
Okay, so with my second crystal, that is an additional 3, so 6. That puts us at 32 to hit.
That does hit.
Olympus Hephaestus, motherfucking flying spaghetti monster. Empower this hit!
Wow.
And so as another Witch Bolt flies out, he does 52 damage and applies another stack of hangover. And then Rolf is going to begin dashing in a circle like a figure skater, using Poseidon's boon to raise his AC by 3.
All right, after your turn, he is going to leap straight up into the air again, and he is out of sight. Annie, it is your turn.
Damn it!
Heal.
I was about to bestow a curse. Okay. Hey, Arete, how are you looking? How are you feeling?
71 out of 98.
Oh, you're peachy keen. Okay. Rolf, you just used your little stim pack, buddy. Okay.
40.
Do you still... How do you
I'm
feel?
Beneath 50%.
He can still die, yes.
Yes, well, we can all still die, Alex.
But from one hit, it was 60 damage, I believe.
Sure, and he does seem to be very keen on hitting Rolf. Alex, how are you feeling?
Perfectly fine, not a scratch.
Oh, you got that fancy little... Got that fancy little thing with the... Okay. Rolf, let's go ahead. Let's just patch you up really quick. Why not, right?
Correct. This is the right course of action.
Okay, and you're 40 out of what?
88.
Okay. And he's going to cast Cure Wounds at level 4 again, and that is 22, and also using Resonata.
Please roll a 7.
That was a 6.
Damn it!
But that's 28!
Almost nice.
All right, look at you. You look like there's blood in your body again. That's always good.
Yeah, at this point, he looks like, even though we're already dead, he is alive by, like, unholy means.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you, Anastasia.
You're welcome, Rolf.
And now dash.
And now I'm gonna ride that wave.
Nice. So as you ride that wave, Annie, make a dexterity saving throw as Pelops comes to crash down on you.
No, it was so close to a 19. That's a 9.
So you're going to take 31 minus 3, so 28 piercing damage as he crashes down onto you.
There's definitely more.
So it's his turn now, and he is once again going to trace that light circle around him with the tip of his javelin, and that when that light circle explodes, there's a whirlwind. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
Are you kidding me? 8.
Arete rolls a 26.
Alexander gets a 15.
Annie gets a 17.
So everybody who got a 17 or better takes only 17 damage, or none if you have Alex and Arete's bullshitty things. Everybody else takes 35 bludgeoning damage. Okay, who failed?
I did.
I fail.
You are also something called restrained.
Ah, shit.
So the wind picks you up, so now you are in the air. You are restrained. You're a restrained creature's speed becomes 0, and it can't benefit from any bonus to speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage, and the creature has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. A restrained creature can use an action to make a strength or dexterity check against the spell save DC, which is 17. If successful, the creature is no longer restrained by the whirlwind and is hurled 3d6 times 10 feet away from it in a random direction.
There is very minimal chance I will ever meet that requirement, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to use my action to try and finish him.
So I'm going to use my Holy Bulwark to give myself plus 4 AC.
Nice.
That's it. Then I'm done.
He is then going to leap straight up into the air. Arete, it's your turn.
I cannot mark him for death while he is up in that air.
In the air, air.
Is the skull of the Hydra still intact, or did he, like, absolutely smash it when he came current?
I mean, there's little pieces of it, so you could try to hide like you did last time, but it is certainly not anything close to intact.
All right. There's not much left for me to do. So I'm going to go ahead and use a bonus cunning action to hide in what rubble is left of the Hydra head.
Okay, that might actually be difficult for him to find because you rolled a 32.
I sure did. We love to see a nat 20 with a bonus plus 12.
All right, well, you can be assured he's not crash landing on you.
That's the bonus action. And then the main action, I will ready an attack for when he or another enemy enter my immediate vicinity.
All right, Rolf, make a dexterity saving throw.
Wow, he hates Rolf.
Well, I'm swirling around next to Alexander, right?
Add 4.
Sweet. Oh, finally, I rolled well. 28.
Okay, so you only take half of this.
Shit.
You take half of 31, so you only take 15.
Okay.
As he crashes down onto you, Alexander, make a dexterity saving throw because you're so close to him.
God damn it.
Listen, you said it.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah, so you take 31 as shockwaves from that crash hit you.
Did they crash land near me?
Do you want to also take that damage?
No.
Then no.
Although I'm sure I would pass the dex saving throw.
Okay, we can try it next time.
Has my witch bolt been broken?
Roll concentration. So you have to get at least a 10 because he took 15.
20.
Yeah, so as he crashes onto you, the witch bolt realigns and reattaches to Pelops. So you can make use of that if you so choose.
And he is going to continue to pump that lightning as it reattaches to Pelops. And he says,
for someone who hates the god so much, you continue to make the same petty mistakes. As he deals 42 lightning damage and deals another stack of hangover as Olympus powers the lightning strike.
So that lightning courses through him and he's kind of still like spasming, and you see just like little bolts of electricity arcing around through his armor with like the blue blood gel leaking out of him, and he goes,
you're right. Perhaps it's time for a change in strategy.
Oh no.
I dash. As a bonus action, I dash.
He smashes this jewel on his chest.
Ugh.
And you see all of these mechanical, like, telescoping parts just folding out from behind him in the shape of these giant metallic wings.
Huh.
And you see a metallic tail and metallic claws emerging from him, and Pelops is now a gargantuan dragon.
Rolf becomes Giancarlo Herrera, looks up at the sky and says, I'm sorry, what?
He's a dragoon. I have been telegraphing that for a very long time.
A dragoon?
Yeah.
That's wild, okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right. I mean, he's still badly injured, but now there is a giant steel dragon in front of you with all these LEDs and, like, blue glowy lights coming out. It's got these, like, electrical dragon eyes, but it's also got these various tiny little nodes, like, underneath all of its metallic scales as plating.
Arete turns into Michael Pisani and goes, oh my gosh, I love Fantasmic.
Yeah, sure. We all love a good reveal, hey. All right. So that's what he does. Annie, it is your turn.
Annie, please.
Annie, please.
No, you had your...
Oh, so here's another thing that happens. He lets out a roar, but I don't think this affects you all. So all of you would have to make a very hard save against being frightened.
We're immune, baby.
Wait, we're immune to being frightened.
Yeah, so anyway, he lets out this frightful roar, but all of you feel... palms get sweaty, your arms are heavy, your knees are weak, but you feel Mom Spaghetti bolstering you against this frightful roar. So yeah, that's what happens. But this would be terrifying to anybody who's not swimming in 15 boons from the gods.
Yeah.
Sure.
Annie, it's your turn.
Annie's just gonna look at this dragoon and be like, oh, what the shit? And Alex, are you dying?
I am not looking good.
Really? Wow, that's, I didn't expect this. Okay, and Annie's gonna like run over kind of excitedly over to Alex and use another, her last fourth level cure wounds. That is a 26.
Beautiful.
And Annie is going to, once again, after she cures those wounds, she's going to ride that wave.
Thank you, Anastasia.
Anytime.
Okay, now in its dragon form, after you do that, Pelops is going to swing his tail at you.
Sounds correct. Okay.
It is a 28. Does that hit?
Iris.
I mean, even with Iris. Iris, sure.
So this time he only gets a 26?
Okay, yeah. That still hits.
Okay. You take 19 bludgeoning damage as this tail swipes at you.
Okay.
Pelops is going to spin its head around and fire a lightning breath at all of you. Everybody needs to make a dexterity saving throw. And I'm going to tell you, it is a harder DC than it was in the past because this is his dragon form.
Okay.
18.
Oh, 12.
Oof. 16 from Arete.
11 for Annie.
Everybody takes 71 lightning damage.
71?
Yes.
That is the exact number needed.
Sorry, 68.
68.
Because 71 is what I had left, which is really funny.
Athena. Rolf descends into the blood, and you see one hand sinking in before it, like, crunches into a fist, and he jumps back out of the blood.
You Terminator at, all right.
As he comes back with 8 hit points.
Yeah, Annie died, too. I don't think she's going to be as dramatic as Rolf, but she's definitely going to, like, hit the ground and then just, like, come right back up. Okay. I still don't like it. I still don't like dying. Okay, wow.
Alexander is on the ground, gets zapped with the lightning, and then the auto injector goes up. Beep, beep, beep. And he is going to come back with some flying movement and fly at the dragon with the sword.
Okay.
Would a 15 land?
It would not.
What?
Would.
I mean, he still looks in bad shape. Like, you wow. could probably kill him if you could land hits, but.
Except I can't. 15 and a 13.
Those do not hit, no.
And he'll bonus action try to dash into it, I guess, while flying. That's all I can do.
Okay, he will instantly pass any strength save you throw at it. I'm just gonna let you know.
Okay.
So he's not gonna be knocked back by the Poseidon wave.
As long as I have my AC.
Yeah, okay. He is going to beat his wings at you. Make a dexterity saving throw, Alexander.
More dex? God damn. 16.
So that does not succeed. Oh. You take 17 bludgeoning damage and you are knocked prone.
Alexander next to him. Arete will try to sneak around to the rear of the dragon, and he will... Oh, that doesn't hit. 10 surely does not hit.
It does not.
Jesus fuck, guys.
Our dice aren't working.
Amanda, we need your weighted dice.
I've been using D&D Beyond, so
me
I don't...
Me too.
We need your weighted computer. Arete tried to stab with Lavoie, but it just kind of like glanced off the armored plated tail of the dragon, and he will then use a bonus action to disengage. Hermes, shield me.
Okay, it's going to make a tail attack at you.
Okay.
It is only a 15. Oh, sorry, 25.
Only. Iris?
Iris.
Right, he attacks with disadvantage.
Please.
That is higher. By quite a bit.
Why has this happened every single time? Oh my god. This guy.
Okay, yeah, it hits.
All right, you take 17 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, I died, and then as the blood was coming up, Arete goes, no, not yet. And uses Death Defiance and comes back with 10 HP.
Anastasia, it's now or never. How bad does he look?
Very.
Okay.
As in, like, one incredible hit could maybe take him out?
If we're talking one incredible hit like Alexander's first turn, yes.
Okay, cool.
Like, that was damage in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a chance. There's a
chance.
All
right, yeah, so here's... I'm about to do something that will let me try my best to maximize how much damage I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't kill him before his next turn, I am going to die.
Daddy's got you.
Okay. All right. And Rolf stands up, finishes wiping the rest of the blood off his robes and whatever he's wearing. He doesn't even know he's tattered at this point. And considers switching tactics and says, no. Too good. And so Rolf is going to hold his left hand out toward Pelops while the right one charges up some of the red lightning. You see the two blood crystals dislodge and fly back, dealing 4 fire damage each.
Okay.
So he takes 8 damage as he holds those two kind of levitating crystals rotating in a circle, slams them together into the lightning, and casts another Witch Bolt out at Pelops. That is a 23 plus 5.
That hits.
And so, of course, Olympus! Finish this heretic. I'm going to expend a sorcery point to reroll one of the 3s. I can do that using Empowered Spell for damage. Turning it into a 12. So that puts us at 32 right now, plus a 3. I'm going to spend another point to reroll that into a 10. 42 plus 9, 51 plus 7, 58. Plus 3, I'm going to reroll that, expend another sorcery point. It's a 1, I'm going to expend another one. That's 5 sorcery points. That's an 8. Doing 66 lightning damage.
Okay, you do that. More than 2/3 of what was remaining is just immediately blasted away from him. You see metal sheets just flying off of him, and there's just this wiry dragon exoskeleton that's remaining that's just like howling, and this kind of very staticky howl.
I like to imagine he's just stuck in the casting position, like hair flowing back
yeah.
as he's holding that on him.
Finish him!
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
Does that conclude your turn?
And then a little dash on the circle to raise that AC.
Why do you do this? Why do you serve these cruel masters?
Annie, it is your turn.
Finish it!
Oh my god. He's like trying to have this like soulful moment. He's like this poor guy who has been chopped up and served as literal dinner.
I'm not feeling sorry for this asshole.
You, and you're like, finish him. Drag her.
I did not feel sorry. We did not want to fight you. Okay.
Pelops is hashtag canceled.
Pelops is canceled party?
I'm pro Pelops, in case you couldn't tell.
I was too.
I mean, look at you guys. Like, all, like, you guys know what he's been through, and he's still, like, and you guys are still just like, yeah, these people who, like, ate you up, let's just, like, take their boons and.
Let's be pals. I don't feel bad.
I mean, did they know they were eating him?
We'll talk about it after the yeah. blood.
Yeah. All right, Annie, it's your turn.
This feels really. I don't. I'm sorry.
Annie. Now.
Kill him! Now you want me.
Attack!
Now you want.
You have six seconds to make a move.
Annie's gonna stab.
Stab?
What?
You don't have lightning
kabooms?
Six. Yeah. Five.
No, that was
four.
I'm gonna stab
three.
Pelops.
Okay, make your roll.
And that's a natural 20.
Woo! Nice, that crits.
Awesome, and.
Don't forget additional die as well.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I think we got him, boys. I think
one,
we got him.
One, two, three.
I don't know,
four.
Not yet. It's a fucking knife.
He's up next, so.
Yeah. Don't.
17 plus 14.
Doubled?
No, double that.
Ooh.
So what is the final amount?
I'm adding in my head.
31, 62.
62.
All right, Annie, describe finishing off Pelops.
Annie, put that fucker in a jar!
Put him in the jar!
Wait, whoa!
That fucker in a jar!
The skin peels away from Rolf as he holds the lightning.
That jar, Anastasia!
No, wait, that doesn't feel right! No.
Do it!
He was just... No! No!
Can and Annie... I?
Annie pulls out Resonata. Annie can't do that to him. Annie doesn't think that Pelops deserves being put into the jar, so she just finishes him, and she looks away. She doesn't look happy about it, but she does finish the job.
You do feel the jar vibrating in your pockets, but you ignore it. As you get inspiration, which I know you don't have much time to use, but I think that was a very good character choice.
Thank you.
As you finish off Pelops with Resonata, you see butterflies explode from Resonata, and they just float all through his like scale plating, and all the scale plating just flies away piece by piece by piece. And inside of that wire casing, you see actual Pelops, and he just kind of crashes to the ground, unconscious. And then you hear, and he goes invisible.
Is he evil?
Perception check?
There's a giant diamond, and there is a gate showing a crystal globe with stairs.
Oh my god, wait. Okay, I'm gonna use Divine Sense, detect good and evil.
Okay.
Do I see him?
What things does detect good and evil find?
As an action, you can detect good and evil. Until the end of your next turn, you can see anything affected by the hollow spell or know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet that is not behind total cover. You can use this feature 5 times per long rest.
You do not sense any of those things. If you can detect good and evil, you do detect some evil taking root in your own soul and that of your comrades as well.
Rolf walks over to the diamond and points at it and looks at Anastasia, waiting for her to pick it up.
Annie quietly goes over and she picks it up.
As she does, he puts a hand on her shoulder and says,
"He would have done the same to you without a second thought."
Annie's gonna look at Rolf and say, "Okay."
I mean, that's debatable, right? Because that would just be bringing you to another god.
Well, if he had the equivalent, he would have done it.
So he would have killed us all. Damned us all. Again.
He started it. We finish it.
I think... I don't understand. Just because I didn't put him in the jar, I still finished him.
We're going to see him again, you understand that? If we don't finish this, we're going to see this fool again. Anastasia, you died here today. Do you understand that?
Enough, Alexander.
That brain
Alexander,
you have.
Enough.
No,
That mind of a child is slowing us down. From now on, you earn your damn place in this Olympia.
That mind of a child kept us alive.
No, it's
we
okay.
We are the only strengths we have in this place. Understand that turning against us will not help you, Alexander. Stay in line.
I'm not turning against anyone. I'm telling her to earn her place in this damn Olympia.
And she
and
did.
Do the right thing.
I agree with you. It was the right thing to do. She will not make the same mistake again.
Don't make him any promises. And Annie's gonna walk up the steps.
Arete has been silent watching this while polishing and cleaning Lavoie. He sheathes Lavoie and runs over to Annie and kind of just puts a hand on her shoulder as she walks away.
As they walk away, I assume Rolf and Alexander are left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to put a hand on Alex's shoulder and say,
I am with you, but you will catch more flies with honey, Alexander. We are all we have. Do not alienate our only allies.
I hate the smell of that lounge. I'm going to walk away, I guess.
Rolf follows.
Like, to the gate, or...?
Yeah, to the gate.
All right, there's a globe on the gate with a set of stairs on the icon.
Annie touches it.
All right, it shatters, and then you see a staircase with a bluish-green light coming down from it.
Oh, Annie walks up.
Welcome home, Alexander.
And Rolf walks up to Elysium.
Elysium, I'm here. He walks up.
Arete takes a final look behind him. And Arete casts his eyes up the stairs and walks up.
You make your way up the stairs to Elysium, leaving Asphodel behind you. And that's where we will end our session.
Yay!
Oh, by the skin of our dicks, we made it.
Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, stars our players Nicholas Benetatos as Alexander the Great, Amanda Facosta as Anastasia Pentazes, Giancarlo Herrera as Rolf Yannick, and Michael Pisani as Arete Lascaris. Dungeon mastering and NPC voices are by me, Tozaman. Cover art by Chandler Candela. Audio editing by Roshan Singh Zombie. Sound design and editing by Giancarlo Herrera. Title music by Sage GC, with vocals by Jessica Dahlgren and Sage GC. Character theme music by Giorgio Volpe. Additional music by Epidemic Sound. Transcription by Eli Barassa. If you liked what you heard, we hope you'll consider helping us make future tabletop parodies of your favorite stories. You can support us at Patreon on patreon.com/roguerunradio. Patrons get access to our community Discord channel, as well as our behind-the-scenes chat cast Out of the Blood, where we talk about everything on our minds after the episode. There are free ways to support the show, too. We hope you'll leave us a glowing review on your listening app of choice, as well as spread the good word about us on Twitter and Instagram, where you can follow us at roguerunradio. We love hearing from you, so head us up there or email us at rr@whisperforge.org. We're very proud to be in the Whisperforge Collective and hope you'll check out our other shows. Get ready to run with us soon. New episodes drop every 2 weeks. Till next time, sinners, I'll see you in hell.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What?
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this.
Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.